want to be smarter, want to be fitter, want to be wealthier, want to be better? This is Infinite Transcendence, where life mastery meets humor and sarcasm with a blunt approach. This is the place where we talk about mastering your life without the usual feel-good aspect. This podcast is designed for people who want useful tips and information while being entertained. So sit back and enjoy the program.
Hello again, welcome to Infinite Transcendence, and today I'm going to talk about, in this topic, four main reasons you should smile more. Talk about your appearance, but I also want to talk about smiling, because it's more of an active type of thing you do during the day that a lot of people don't engage in, and that they see as cheesy or weird, or just a lot of people don't bother. I know I don't. I do it in some ways naturally, but there are times I don't do it, and I don't do it as much, and I have to work on doing it in a more social way, where I was just passively doing it more often, because smiling a lot has a great impact on people, is very effective, is a great way to convey emotion, is a great way to make yourself look approachable and friendly, and for a host of other reasons I'm going to get into now. So for one, smiling is healthy for you. Fake smile or not, because if you're fake smiling, you're training yourself to smile, and the more you start to fake smile, the more you start to work on actually smiling legitimately. The studies have been shown that reprogramming your brain to think in a more positive way. So basically, like, fake it to make it. If you work on being confident, if you do it enough, you're eventually going to start to have more confidence once you've done it enough times. If you work on smiling more, eventually going to get better to the point where smiling isn't such a big deal. You start to feel more positive, have more positive energy. So the idea is to smile because of your health. It makes you feel good. It reduces stress. It's good for your body. It's good for your facial muscles. And it just gives you a more positive overall mood. Even if you probably didn't feel like you're in a good mood, you start smiling more, you start to think of reasons to smile, you start to feel like you need to, you start to feel like smiling. So it's healthy in that way. It sounds weird, but it's the same thing when people work on other parts of their life, like socializing. You start out awkward, you start to become more social, and then you get better and better at it, like any skill you develop. So just work on your smiling, and you start to feel more positive and feel more in a better mood. So, and also, it makes you approachable. Talk about being social, talk about being friendly, talk about selling yourself. Your looks, you want to be approachable. The more you smile, the more you look, you can be trusted easily, the more you have an easier time selling yourself or selling a product or selling an item, or if you're trying to date somebody or pick up somebody, or if you're at a job interview, you want to be as approachable and friendly as possible because people want to trust you more. If you're looking with your head down and you're just kind of miserable looking and just kind of depressed, people are going to think you're depressed or sad, or going to think you're untrustworthy or unfriendly. You don't want to look unfriendly. If you're not in a great mood, you still want to look friendly and approachable because you want to have a strong impact on others and make good connections. Now, you can do things without having those connections, but just keep in mind that having strong, good connections makes it so that you're more, your connection, if you have good, strong connections, it lets you get what you want to faster. If you have good social skills and good connections, you can succeed faster. You can get what you want faster. You get your promotions faster. You can sell your products quicker. You can make yourself known quicker if you get to know the right people. The people will like you and trust you more if you're more approachable and smile friendly in a friendly way. That's why I emphasize social skills as much as I emphasize your mental and physical and other parts of your life, is because it gets you places quicker when you smile. And the same thing is, another reason is because it's completely free. What does smiling even cost you? It costs you nothing. You can smile at any time, any place, anywhere, and get good. And the way to get good at smiling is look in a mirror, and you work on your smile. You work on your face and your smile, and make sure your eyes and you're smiling with your teeth in your eyes. If you only smile with your mouth, you don't even smile with your teeth, but if you're smiling with your mouth and not your eyes and look forth. Now, people smile differently. I tend to be more of a smirk smiler where I don't have my teeth showing as much. I just tend to smile with my mouth because it just fits me more naturally. And I think people see smirk as a more confident, kind of sarcastic look. And people see more of an open smile as more friendly and easygoing. It's just more welcoming. But they both have their strengths and weaknesses. But practice getting in the mirror and smiling more. Then walk around smiling like that on a regular basis. You'll notice people will react and respond to you differently when you seem a lot more friendly and open to connect with people. And other people is, you just look better. And I said before, like I said, you look better. And it definitely helps your looks and your appearance. People are seen as rated as more attractive when they're smiling than when you're not smiling. People are rated as more friendly and more approachable, and it gives that first strong impression. Like I said earlier in the looks one, why not have a strong impression? Why have a weak impression when you can make a great impression? Make your impressions count. You only get one chance for a first impression. Make your impression the best impression you can get. So definitely smile. Why? Because it's healthy. It reduces stress. It's good for your face. It makes your brain think in a more happy way. You start to make yourself feel happy. So definitely smile for that reason. It's healthy. It's good for you. It makes you think happy thoughts. It makes you more approachable and more friendly. And why not be? Why would you want to not be approachable? You know, you want to be approachable and friendly. Even if you're not a social person, you got to realize the advantages of being social and having good social skills have for you in life, because they let you get to where you want to get to better. And also, it costs something. Hey, you like something free, A lot of times the things in life that are best are free. Smile at people. A smile can make somebody's day better. A smile can make somebody feel better. Just like a compliment. It makes people feel a lot better. You may make a friend you never knew you had, or a new business acquaintance. You never know what's out there. Just work on smiling and go out and go in your mirror and look at yourself and smile every day for 10, 15 minutes till you get better at it. Go out and smile towards people. Go to a busy place and just start doing it. You'll find it pays dividends. Also, you look better and you give a better impression. And that always helps. It always helps to give that really good, strong impression when you're around people and you look good and you want to definitely look better, but you also have that strong impression, because a good impression takes you places in life, whether you're dating, getting an interview, meeting people, or even if you're in a court case for some reason, you want to smile and look friendly. If you look like you're shady, you look down, even if you may be angry, it doesn't help your case. Even then, smile and look friendly. So those are four brief basic reasons why you should smile more. Keep it simple. Keep it quick. Do you smile a lot? Are you a smiler? I know some people are great at smiling and have a lot of beautiful smiles, and some don't. Give me some feedback. What do you think about it? Is there anything I missed? I made it quick and short and sweet. Was there anything I missed? And as always, like and subscribe. Transcend Infinitely. Join the community. Check out the Patreon pages in the description. Click it. It's patreon.com/infinitetranscendence. And look at it. And again, like, subscribe, and transcend infinitely.
Want more? Come hang out, become a member of our community, and receive exclusive content and rewards at patreon.com/infinite_transcendence. Want even more? Be sure to like, subscribe, and comment the video and subscribe to the podcast. Still want more? Check out the written article version and subscribe to the Infinite Transcendence website at infinitetranscendence.com for new and interesting quality content. Also like our Facebook at Infinite Transcendence and follow us and follow our Twitter at transcend_world. Keep watching and listening. See you next time and transcend infinitely.